Have you ever noticed how a single negative thought can spiral into a self-fulfilling prophecy? I'll never get that promotion becomes hesitation in the interview, which leads to exactly the outcome you feared. Lynn R. Davis's Deliver Me from Negative Self-Talk reveals how our casual self-criticisms aren't just harmless venting, they're actively creating our reality. Our words vibrate with creative energy throughout our lives, shaping our experiences in profound ways. This isn't just spiritual theory. Psychological research increasingly shows how self-talk directly influences our brain chemistry and emotional states. When we catch ourselves saying, "I'm such an idiot," after a simple mistake, we're not just expressing momentary frustration, we're planting seeds that grow into limiting beliefs about ourselves. The good news? If negative words can create negative realities, positive words aligned with truth can transform our lives in equally powerful ways. Negative self-talk functions like an invisible prison, trapping us in pessimism and undermining our effectiveness in relationships, careers, and spiritual growth. Inside our minds, a personal commentator constantly critiques our lives. Sometimes positively, "You can do this," but often negatively, "You're such a failure." These thoughts become words, words become actions, and actions shape our character. The solution requires intentionality. We must learn to speak life by aligning our words with truth. Notice how differently your day unfolds when you begin with, "This is going to be a terrible day," versus, "I'm grateful for the opportunities in this day." The first statement primes you to notice everything wrong, while the second opens you to possibilities. Your words aren't just describing reality, they're creating it. This practice means catching negative words before they escape your lips and consciously choosing different language while surrounding yourself with people who speak life rather than death. Your heart's condition directly affects your self-talk. Words mixed with faith gain power and bring breakthrough. Speaking positive declarations against negative circumstances feels unnatural initially, but consistent practice replaces old thought patterns. Negative emotions like fear, doubt, and unforgiveness create blockages that prevent power from flowing through you, like clogged pipes hindering good things. The past belongs behind you. Though past experiences may have left scars, you've been delivered from those circumstances. Don't let your mind return to places you've been freed from. Lingering negative memories affect our actions, attitudes, and communication. The cycle of abuse continues when unhealed wounds influence how we treat others, perpetuating harmful patterns across generations. Like Rahab, who helped the Israelite spies despite her background, our past doesn't dictate our destiny. Our mistakes were known before they happened, but so was our potential. We can recreate our lives through thoughts, actions, and words. Forgiveness, both receiving and extending it, unlocks the prison of the past, acknowledging that our mistakes don't define us. Our emotions bring joy or pain, but remain our responsibility regardless of how others treat us. Responding with fury places us outside wisdom. Taking control of our emotions lets us reclaim peace and happiness more valuable than gold. When overwhelmed, we should detach from negative feelings, reattach to truth, and process emotions healthily. True victory comes when we face difficulties without vengefulness, seeking good even in painful circumstances. Negative self-talk emerges when problems distract us from what matters. Even strong believers lose focus, as Peter did, walking on water, just an arm's length from Jesus, yet doubting when he noticed the wind and waves. Similarly, we take our eyes off our power and fixate on problems, financial struggles, weight issues, relationship troubles, or business failures. This sinking is a mindset from focusing on the wrong things. Valley experiences are inevitable in life. We face afflictions and challenges, walking through valleys filled with shadows, but never alone. These shadows, though threatening, have no power to harm us. They merely distract us from promises of well-being. Obsessing over others' journeys wastes energy when we're responsible for our own path, leaving us vulnerable to jealousy, envy, and strife, doorways for trouble. What we meditate on eventually manifests in our lives. Negative thoughts produce fear that kills faith. Manifestation follows a clear formula. What we see or hear, we meditate on, then declare, and finally experience as reality. This explains how negativity manifests. You encounter something negative, dwell on it, speak it aloud, and experience the negative outcome. In relationships, for instance, venting to friends often introduces doubts that, when dwelled upon and verbalized, cause the relationship to deteriorate. What you meditate on will manifest, making positivity crucial regardless of circumstances. Instead of wasting time on fiction, social media, or idle chatter, invest in studying truth. Many treat prayer like microwave conversations, quick requests with no listening. True prayer is communication. You talk and listen, then listen more. For every problem, there's a promise of deliverance. Seek and you will find. The hope received sustains you through your weakest moments. Declaration means verbally stating your intentions or purpose. When we speak truth, we announce, "This is what I choose to believe." Meditation and reflection transform your mind, shifting self-talk from negative to positive. Declare what you desire, not what you detest. Even in unfavorable circumstances, you set faith in motion by confessing belief in powerful truth. Like the Hebrew boys facing the fiery furnace, stand firm declaring, "Our God is able to deliver us." When battling depression, force yourself to praise. In that presence, negative thoughts must flee. Like David facing Goliath, declare, "I come in the name of the Lord of hosts," when confronting problems. Stand firm declaring victory despite others claiming your challenge is unconquerable. Our thoughts and words create manifestations. Everything around us manifested from someone's thoughts, though not instantly. Truth manifests through process. The seed is sown in our minds, takes root in our hearts, and buds in our speech. Work the process even when difficult, and if you make mistakes, begin again. Though human nature wants to surrender, walking by faith means moving forward even when results aren't yet visible. The words you speak today are creating your tomorrow. Your negative self-talk isn't just a bad habit, it's a prison you've built word by word. Freedom comes from choosing different words, aligned with truth and spoken with conviction. Catch yourself in negative speech, pause, and replace those words with life-affirming declarations. Though unnatural at first, this practice will transform your thinking and ultimately your being. Stress keeps you focused on problems rather than solutions, breeding doubt despite better knowledge. What's in your heart outweighs your circumstances. Living with pure intentions and aligning your words and actions with a healthy heart strengthens your faith and allows goodness to flow through your thoughts, emotions, and body. Regular self-examination helps align your heart, mind, and speech with truth. Be patient. Changing the heart takes time, but the results are worth it.